Log Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you this morning. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and we welcome you to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. We are so grateful that you are here. Amen. You have positioned yourself to receive miracles like you've never seen in 2015. We do graciously come to you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdress. We just appreciate your being here. We know that everybody's busy nowadays, and you make a choice whether you want to be praising the Lord this morning or whether you want to do other things. You've chosen right. You made the right choice. You made the right decision in 2015. God bless you. And expect a blessing from the Lord. Let's go to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. We know you never sleep nor slumber, and we greet you this morning with praise. Thank you, 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 thank you. We know that you're real, Lord. You're the only true and living God. And God, we want to treat you like we believe that you're real. You're in the room right now, and we're so graciously receive you. And thank you for taking time to visit us. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. We give you praise for all that you've done. Praise for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that put us in Jesus' name. We bless you. Oh God, every person who's come to be with us this morning, thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. But with you, Lord, we can do all things. Through you, through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. We're more than conquerors through you. We're going up the mountain with the head and not the tail. Thank you for your ultra awesome blessings. Thank you for life. Some people died last night, but here we are able to do what you created us for, and that is to give you praise and adoration. We pray for forgiveness for every sin, sin of commission, and sins of omission. Help us to forgive those who have done us wrong and transgressed against us, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for blessing this prayer line and for the miracles like we've never seen in 2015 that shall take place. Simply because you gave it to us, Lord. You gave it to us. And you told us whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we caught it, Lord, and loosed it on this earth. We also loosed, God, what you showed us around 4 years ago. And it's for an appointed time. We're waiting on the manifestation. But we know it shall come to pass. Amen. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. Thank you for a beautiful day that is unfolding before us. Thank you for the multitudinous blessings that you're bringing. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy us. But God, you have come to bring us life and receive it. We receive it in the name of Jesus. And God, thank you for the prophecy that we received on yesterday. Amen. And concerning this prayer line, oh God, thank you in Jesus' name, how the people are to reverence and show reverence for this prayer line. And God, how they stop all the movement and stop all the disrespect, like being in the ballpark or something. God, I pray that you don't let them be disciplined by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, but they wake up and that they show the proper respect for what you're doing We're before you, bringing you praise and adoration in the name of Jesus. God bless everywhere we ask it. Bless in the city and in the field. Bless on this prayer line. Thank you for protecting us with the chastisement and the discipline of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the block line also, where we gave God over 2 billion praises on last night. And thank you for everything that you have done in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the youth prayer line that went forth last night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all things. In Jesus' name. We love you, and we ask you to take over, Holy Ghost, and give us a great, great, great day. Thank you. And we properly ask you in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. We greet you in the name of Lord Jesus. Good morning to you and to all of you. If you would take time to treat the Lord like he's real, like you know he's real, if you know he's real, and let's take time to speak to the Lord this morning. My mother trained me, when you come in the room, amen, come in to speak. Amen. He's in the room, let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Welcome, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Speak to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Lord.
We know you're here, and we praise you and thank you. And we're so honored more than anything for your presence in the room. Thank you. And there's a time that we have as a praise check to see what level your praise is on. Some of y'all have a wonderful, wonderful praise. Amen. And then some of y'all, let me tell you something, darling. When you move around and rub the sheet above on your phone, that magnifies all over the land. If you would mute your phone, you know, all that's a mute on your phone. See, you're making noise right now. That's you. I'm talking about you. And I want you to mute your phone. Amen. And that causes you not to make that noise. Amen. God bless you. Let's do a praise check. When I say praise check, that means everybody from every area code has the privilege and honor to give God praise, to open your mouth and praise him. Now, the devil is going to tell you not to praise him. Tell you it's too early, you can't do this and you can't do that. Know and learn to recognize the real voice of God. God's going to tell you to praise him, and we ask you to praise him. Are you ready? Let's go. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Give him praise all over.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Identification. We have done that this week at all. Amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Shout out of honor to you, Chief Ambassador. We do honor you this morning. We do honor Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty.
God bless you.
First lady of this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do honor Mother Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nation, and Ambassador in our own right. We do honor all of the ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, to all the bishops, to all the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We do salute all of you. And, yes, this is Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting here live in the radio studio in PA on Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached simply calling into the studio, 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest, that's right, influential and social radio in the world. And you, it can be accessed through and by Twitter, iTunes, or Facebook, whatever way you normally access the World Wide Web, you'll be able to get us. And immediately after this program has been aired and other feeds have also picked it up, you can also go back at any time of the day or night and rehear, amen, this program if you so desire. And we thank God for that. And we are being heard literally all over the world, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, you name it, basically all over the world. And we give God the praise. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting the word around in this spiritual brand new awakening known as the Being Praise. And I'm telling you, the world is catching on. You can hear it every day. It is, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal what the Lord is doing. And we do salute you, Chief Ambassador, for what you're doing. An excellent job. God bless you, sir, and continue to let the Lord use you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. That's Ambassador Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. And we do thank you, your Bishop Hagen, my regards, my best regards, and thank you for the job that you're doing. Thank you for doing the protocol. It helps me not have to do that every day, and you do a great job, an excellent job, and thank God for you. And we want to open up the praise seminar just for a moment. And somebody who has a praise report, give us a praise report. I'll take one, and we'll come back to Pastor Williams. Anybody have a praise report? Go ahead. Praise reports. Somebody make a praise for the Lord. Amen. Tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Ambassador, Chief Ambassador.
Yes.
We were on hold for a good little while. We just came back.
Yes.
What?
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Came back. We were on hold. It was just the music.
Okay. Just all right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anybody have a praise report since y'all are back? I'm going to open it up for, I'm going to take one praise report and then we're going to Pastor Williams. Is Sister Jerry on the line this morning? Amen. We have all lines open right now. Sister Jerry, are you there?
If she's not, Ambassador Johnson, if you don't mind, Chief, I have a new listener this morning. I'm so happy to know that I have someone that came on the First Fruit prayer line.
God bless you. We greet that new listener. You want to introduce her or him or whoever it is?
Yes, it's all right. Is that all right, Chief Ambassador?
Absolutely.
And to you, and good morning to all of the First Fruit prayer line. I am so grateful to know that that was one of the things that I submitted to the Lord that I wanted to witness to more, to bring on the First Fruit prayer line. This young lady is a spiritual daughter of mine. She came out of my administration, but the Lord sent her to Arizona. But we still have a close bond with one another. I'm very godly grateful to know that she is a spiritual daughter of mine. Her name is Evangelist LaTanya Williams. I know that she's on the line, and I want to introduce her to you all. She's a beautiful young lady. She's a prayer warrior and a mighty woman of God, and she can really preach the word. I introduce to you none other than Evangelist LaTanya Williams. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. And God bless you, sir, Ambassador Bernard Johnson. God bless you. It's just a privilege to be here. And just thank you for having me.
God bless you, Sister Williams Evangelist. Amen. We are so privileged to have you on the line. My God, kinship spirits run together. I know you must be a great woman of God if you are a daughter of Ambassador Patricia Stern, this power-packed dynamite woman of God. And we greet you in the name of Jesus and thank you for your presence. Oh, don't count it lightly. I count it as an honor. And the Lord bless you and keep you. May you leave a different way, higher on a higher level from being on this prayer line. The Holy Ghost is in charge. And so he's coming and has come to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, is Sister Jerry on the line? I want to hear from her if she's on the line. If so, say something, Sister Jerry. All right, she's in the hospital. And I saw her a moment ago on the line. I just want to make time for her if she's there. Mother Johnson, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, man, give us your praise report this morning. Yeah, 95 years. I want to just tell him that you're 94 now, and in a few weeks, you'll be 95. We're working on her 95th birthday celebration. Go ahead, Mother.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm just so happy. I was also on another line there with music for a while, but I'm so glad the Lord brought us back to the prayer line. I'm just glad because the Lord is so good to me and woke me up and touched me and woke me up and let me say, look at the clock. I looked at the clock. I was running a little late this morning, but I thank God because he woke me up in time to be a part of you, all of you. Now, I say the Lord is good, so he just taking good care of me and gave me a good night's rest, keep me safe from sin with the mind stayed on him. Mind to live this life in the days, in this time, a day as it is. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. And when he get ready for me, I want to be ready to go back with him when he comes. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind, and I tell you, I have a heart full of love for everybody. I don't have to try to pump it up, but it's just there. And just stay there. I just love the people of God. So pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless each of you.
God bless you, Mom. Yes. We appreciate you so much. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. One more time, let me ask, are you there, Sister Jerry? May I think you lost the line. Amen. But yeah, when she comes back, we'll try to get her back on. All right. God bless you. I want to remind you that tonight is Wednesday, and tonight, well, today we'll fast, amen, until 3 o'clock today. And then tonight after your Bible study at 9 o'clock, many of you have a Bible study on Wednesday, but at 9 o'clock, we will return to the prayer line for all-night shut-in, all-night shut-in. If you've ever been blessed by this, then you know it's something tremendous. Amen. We'll have speakers all night long. If you get an invitation to speak, actually, I won't just say that. I want all of you all to pull out your messages. Have them ready for tonight. We'll be going all night long. We have time for you. And pull out your prayers. Amen. Pull out your praise reports. Amen. Because we're going to be asking for all of those prayers and praise reports. And you want to have something to say for the Lord. Don't let it be said that he woke you up this morning and started you on your way and you ain't got nothing to say. That's not good. Amen. But let it be said that you are here to praise God, that you are here to give God glory and adoration. If you will, all of you, have your messages out, have your praise reports out, have your prayers out that you want to pray, etc. Let's show compassion on the line. Don't be a selfish person, but be a person of compassion and love. All right. Jesus, I said this to Amazing Grace. Let's say God expects something from you. Don't think he just gave his son and the son gave his life on Calvary and died for you and now it's over. No, he expects you to return his love. He expects you to show reverence for him and to respect him and to give him glory and adoration. It's not a one-sided street. It's not a one-sided relationship. It's a relationship where you show and return the love that has been given to you. And God wants you to return it tonight. A good way to return his love is to be on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line with us as much as you can tonight, and show him that he's more important than your sleep. Amen. God gave me the instructions at the first of the year to have 4 nights of shed-ins during the month of January. And they'll have those 3-day fasts, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every week in January. And then the third night on the shut-in, which will be 4 shut-ins. God bless you. Hopefully you'll join us tonight. I want to thank Sister Aretha Scott from Chicago, who went on the prayer line, and she stayed so much until that all night her carrier, Cricket, amen, called her and said that if she stayed on the line like that again, they were going to cut her phone off. Yeah, they said that, Cricket. Amen. But some people who got around her have hooked her up anyway. Amen. She was on the line yesterday. I know that. Amen. Hopefully she's on the line today. Amen. Let me ask for her. Are you on the line, Sister Aretha Scott, today?
Yes, I am.
Look at that. Amen. God bless you. We are praying, and that God will open up other doors. Satan is a lie. Who you think called you and said that if you get on that prayer line again, we're going to cut your phone off? That was the enemy. But I know somebody who has more power than Satan. Amen. You're on the line. That's all I want to say, is that you're on the line today. Thank God.
Yes, I am.
Thank God. We prayed yesterday, and you're on the line today. Amen. God is the best miracle worker. I want to thank those friends around you who have helped you get on the line. Amen. That's a blessing. Father, those who have helped in your kingdom to be a blessing to Sister Aretha Scott, I pray that you bountifully bless them. In the name of Jesus, help them, we pray, and be a blessing to their family, their home, and in their finance, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Pastor Williams, are you on the line?
Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, I am on the line, sir.
Amen. If you would take about 10 minutes a day and give us whatever God gives you, and then if you could come back tomorrow, we'll try to give you more time tomorrow, but 10 minutes, and that'll give us a chance to have maybe a couple of praise reports and take some prayer requests. Thank you so much. The line is open to you.
God bless you. God bless you, and Chief Ambassador. God bless all that is on the line. Mother Adelaide Johnson, God bless you. God bless everyone who are in their respective places. And I want to also say that I thank God for all of your accolades and how you've been praying for me, and all of the words of your comments concerning what the Lord is doing. And I just want to say, continue to give God praise for what the Lord is doing. Amen. I want to say something to the first fruit, something that if you just happen to have some flies in your soup, it's because God is protecting you. When you get a little headache, glory to God, that devil try to take your head off. Glory to God. But it is the Lord who safeguards you and brought you out. Let me bring this to a close. Look around and see how important it is that if you're a minister and you're carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ, how important it would be. And it is something needful that every last one of us need intercessors. Develop intercessors in your life. Have people praying for you. Matter of fact, get on their prayer list. Get on their last praying nerve and say, pray for me. I want to be on your prayer list on a regular basis. Pray for me. Will you be my intercessor? In other words, you don't have to follow. Just pray for me. Pray that I never fail God. Pray that his anointing will never go dry. Pray that I'll always remain vigilant. Pray for me. You have a man of God. God has given a great vision. And people who are on this prayer line, don't just become to be prayer listeners. Don't come here just to be listeners and seers. And when I say seers, I'm not talking the spiritual seers. I'm talking the ones who are just looking to see what is going on. And just there. And with acts to support, with acts to be a blessing, we squint back, we back up from that. But no, the man of God needs prayer warriors, intercessors, holding up his hand, praying for his family, because you cannot allow this anointing to die. And I said before, David almost died. Very mighty man of God. I mean, mighty man of God, a king. He killed giants. He knew what it was to come up against a giant. One situation, a giant almost took his life, but there was a mighty man of valor, one of his valiant men. Hallelujah. Now, even though in David's time, these men were warriors, they were fighters. It wasn't so much about praying at that dispensation of time, but now it's about praying. And we need gallant men and women of God who are going to pray us through. Now, you can be there in Kansas City, but you got people in Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Texas, all over the world that are praying, God, don't let his anointing die. Don't let his anointing go weak. God, keep him, heal him, bring him out of darkness. Oh, glory to God. God, give him double wisdom, double vision. Let his vision live long, God. Hallelujah, that everyone that reads it would run with it. Don't let it die prematurely. We need to uphold him, just as when you go back to your places of worship, gather around you some intercessors. Let them know about the vision, that you can't let it die. Let them know you need God. Hallelujah. So don't die with that anointing that's on your life. Be purposeful. Be effective in life. And the more people you have praying for you, the more effect that's going to come out of your life. Watch God work in you. Watch how he's going to bring you through. Watch, people of God. Uphold this man of God's hand. Uphold others' hand. And when you uphold their hand, somebody's going to uphold your hand. You may not know who they are, but somebody's going to be upholding you. You uphold the man of God. You uphold the people who God placed in your life. When you do that, watch what God will do for you. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon all of you. Amen.
And heaven smile upon you, Pastor William. Thank you so much for that rich word again. My God, the Lord is using you, and we're not just trying to say accolades. I'm just trying to tell the truth about what the Lord is doing through your life. The enemy had this happen on a few occasions, but the enemy tried to separate us. Yeah, he tried his best to drive some type of wedge between us. But here we are now, stronger than ever before. And I want to thank you for blessing us on the prayer line today. I'm just following the Lord, and it is so ultra awesome, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is coming forth. Thank God for you. I want to just take about 3 minutes for anybody, all those who would like to just encourage him. He has poured into us, somebody, two or three of y'all, encourage him right now. The line is open to you. Encourage
him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. for Minneapolis. I really enjoyed it, but I didn't get it all because they had us over home.
All right. God bless you, Mother.
But
amen.
I enjoyed what I heard, the last of what I heard. Dr. William, you be encouraged, and the Lord will be with you.
God bless you, Mother Williams. All right, someone else.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you again, our Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern, and oh, my God, I shared some on yesterday. Amen. And I certainly want to continue to encourage you, Pastor Williams. I'm so glad, amen, that you're back with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. What the enemy meant for evil, God surely turned it around for the good. And I know that, as you were saying, because you bless someone else, God is going to bless you, and you never know who's praying for you. But I am praying for you, Pastor Williams. I thank God for your administration of your ministry, and I just believe in what God is saying through you, that you are truly a man of God. I receive it, I accept it, and may you always be blessed is my prayer, Ambassador Stern.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern. All right, someone else. Somewhat. Yeah. Go ahead.
Praise God, this Pastor Elect. God bless you, Chief. Pastor Williams, glory to God. You are always a blessing, rich, full of the word, with revelation knowledge. And I want to encourage you to keep doing what you are doing. And I also enjoy your prayer line. Occasionally, I will click on but never say anything, praise God, because I am resting. But when I wake up, I just go on back to sleep with prayer, praise God, and I appreciate you. And I just want to say that I appreciate the word that you're carrying. God bless.
God bless you. Did I hear Mother Johnson? Go ahead, Mother.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I wanted Elder Wiggins to know that I was listening to the word of God, and he enjoyed him so much. And just keep on keeping on. Let the Lord lead you and guide you, and he will continue to bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. Amen.
All right. God bless all of you. Is there someone else? Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Elder Williams. This is 816. Charlotte White. I do want to tell you, I've been trying to tell you this for a couple of days, but I have no problem waiting. I really appreciate how your the word that you've been bringing in yesterday, when you was talking about that just do right, don't do better comes after right. Oh, my goodness. That was such a word right there, just do right. And then better will follow. But I think we've had the mindset that we're just going to do better, we're going to make changes. But if you just get the mind right, just to do right, that was really, really a good word yesterday. So I really appreciate that. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, everybody, we appreciate it. I just want to run out of time here, but I want to just get a couple more praise reports. If there anybody want to give a praise report, the line is open to you. Anybody? All right. Okay, I can't wait on you. If you got one, I'm going to ask you one more time. If you got a praise report, the line is open to you. Anyone? All right, God bless you. Don't forget that tonight we're doing the all-night shut-in on the prayer line. Call the same number at 9 o'clock. I'm going to start the blog and combine them. We thank God for the blog line. When we started with 3 people, now we have over 90 million. And we're going to open the line up just for a few people to join us with the prayer.